Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, December the 15th, 2025. 12:15, 25, 15 minutes past the hour. 10 days until the big Christmas holiday. It is creeping up on us, to be sure. Well, we've got a morning of news here this morning on WGH Talk Radio, and it's not our typical news. There's a lot of stuff going on. Let's start with the temperatures. It was 5 degrees on the ride in this morning. I hope wherever you are warm and safe and listening to this program happily this morning. It is cold outside. If you go outside, wear gloves, wear extra layers, wear coats, bundle up. It is very, very, very cold. It will get warmer as the day goes along, and tomorrow we seemingly will be back on track with halfway decent temperatures, but it's very cold this morning. And I did make it here, though. You know, schools, I believe, are canceled today, but I did make it here to hopefully entertain the listening audiences. It's not cold in the studio, though, so I shouldn't complain too much. 78 degrees here in the studio this morning, but 5 degrees, just got above 6 degrees outside there this morning, and it is very, very cold. Well, where to start this morning, as they say? Well, horrible, horrible news out of Hollywood last night. It's a national story, but it's awful. I was just getting ready to go to bed last night, and I saw this story about two people apparently murdered at the property of Rob Reiner's household. In Los Angeles, California. Now, a lot of people remember Rob Reiner for a lot of reasons. We got to know him nationally, of course, as, well, he's Carl Reiner's son. Carl Reiner, who was the star of your show of shows with Sid Caesar. He was Carl Reiner's son. And then, of course, he got his big role on All in the Family with Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton and Sally Struthers. He was Meathead on All in the Family for all those years. And then he became a great movie director, and he directed movies like When Harry Met Sally and A Few Good Men and Spinal Tap, and just recently did the sequel to Spinal Tap, and just a lot of great things. And when I went to bed last night, they had not really identified the two victims who had been killed, but as I came in this morning and news broke overnight, it is Rob Reiner and his wife who were killed last night, or killed yesterday afternoon, I guess it was, at their home in California. Very, very sad this time of year. And you know what it makes me think about? It makes me think, you know, Rob Reiner was 78. He was very politically active in the last few years, giving a lot of money to the Democratic Party. And I think, you know, I just saw him on some shows probably 2 or 3 months ago where he was out giving his opinion, as he was apt to do, and he was fine. And I always think about people who are sick during this time of year, or maybe people who are not feeling so well, are getting along in age, and we always tend to think of those people maybe at the end of their lives. Well, I'm sure Rob Reiner on Friday night did not think by Monday morning he would no longer be with us, nor his wife, and what a horrible time of year. Now, there's stories, when something like this happens, the manner of death and so on and so forth are out there. I don't want to talk about that because I don't have the facts on that yet, and I don't think any news source really does have the facts, but it's just sad that this happened, and they were killed. We do know that. They are the victims of a homicide. How it happened and where it came from, we don't exactly know yet. There is a lot of speculation out there, but I don't want to get into the speculation at this particular point. But I did want to mention that because it just is sad. Because this is a guy who, because of his father being Carl Reiner, because of his big role on All in the Family, because of all these movies that he directed, because of his political activism, has really been in people's lives since the 1950s. And that's a long time. You know, that's over 70 years. Most of his life, he was in front of people. And to be killed with his wife on Sunday afternoon, just horrible. And this time of year, and it's just, what more can you say? I really don't have anything more to say, except it's an awful story and an awful event. And if somebody wants to say something as we go along, I guess we can do that. But we've got plenty of news here locally, that's for sure. And the big news over the weekend seemed to be issues with Aqua Water. Now, apparently, this is a city issue. This is not a county issue. I live in the county, and most of the places I go to actually are in the county. So I haven't noticed any difference in the water. But I started hearing yesterday morning that there were a lot of issues with the city water. Some people said there was some discoloration. Some people said there was some odor. Some people said that it tasted funny. And I talked to the people at Aqua over the weekend, and they said it's fine. There was a chemical change in the water because of the stream of water. You heard the official statement there on the news with Adam. The water's okay to drink, and you don't need to boil it. Well, people don't believe that. And we have had many water issues. I mean, look what happened up in Michigan. And I think we're all skeptical of what's going on when the water tastes funny or the water smells funny or the water looks funny. Listen, I don't know what's going on. I can't say for sure. I can just say what Aqua has said. Other than that, I don't know. Is anybody having issues with their water? Does anybody want to comment on this? Because I don't know. I'm telling you what Aqua said, and that's the best I can do. That's what a news organization should do. We're telling you what the officials are saying, but you may have a different reality where you are living with how the water tastes, smells, or is coming out of your faucet. Now, Aqua seemed to feel that this would be back to normal in the next couple days, maybe today or tomorrow. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on this, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We would love to hear from you. But it's a very interesting conversation, to say the least, about the water. And people are very upset. And I can understand why you would be upset, to be honest with you. It's unsettling when your water tastes funny or looks funny or smells funny or so on and so forth. But right now, Aqua has not changed their stance, and the water, according to them, is safe to drink. It does meet the standards, and you do not have to boil your water. But again, if you'd like to say anything to that, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. You know, what I kept seeing yesterday is people were testing their water with their home test equipments, and apparently it was not testing very well. I don't know. You know, people can put anything on the internet anymore, so I don't know if these things are accurate. I really don't know. If you're worried about the water and you think there's an issue with the water, you can go buy bottled water anywhere, I guess is the best way to put it, but that's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, it's even worse when you know where the water's coming from. I bet you we're the only place that has our water system right beside our landfill.
Well, have you noticed any changes to your water?
No.
No, and you live in the city.
I drink bottled water, so, you know.
Right.
I don't drink it, but...
Yeah.
You know that you're aware where they get the water, aren't you?
Well, right, but I mean, I think a lot of places do that. I don't think we're the only one.
Oh, I bet you there's not too many people that get their water right close to a landfill, and they got signs up. They don't want you wading in that water because it's polluted. And, you know.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Take the filth out of the water, but it just makes you wonder. I mean,
yeah, but
who come up with that idea, getting the water right by the landfill was cracked in the head or something.
Right, but I mean, how long has it been this way?
Oh, a long time.
Right, so whatever happened this past weekend, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you what they said. It was on the news report earlier. I can tell you what the official statement is, but whatever has happened since Saturday, it's upset people, and I don't know that it means the water's contaminated. I just know what Aqua says at this point.
Well, they can take dirty water and clean it up. I mean,
well, here's what they say. Let me. It's
filters and stuff.
It's short. Let me say. Here's what they said. They said Aqua detected organic compounds in the water that feeds the Marion Water Treatment Plant on Saturday. Operators adjusted the plant's intakes to feed more water from the system's wells.
From the wells, not that polluted creek.
Okay. And adjusted the treatment process to address taste and odor reports. Aqua has also increased sampling and can confirm the water continues to meet all state and federal standards. The water can be used as normal, and there is no need to boil water or take any other action.
You know, nowadays when they do a landfill, they put some plastic thing down, then they put the trash on top of that, and then they put a plastic thing on top of it, and they have those vents there where the gases can escape. But I remember going to that landfill, you know, with Dad years ago when I was a kid in the 60s, 70s. And you just pull up out there. They didn't weigh you. The guy would just guess how much and say $5, $2 or whatever. And you go over there and dump it off. And a lot of times you could find something there. You know, it's amazing what people will throw away.
Yeah, but it is...
The bulldozers going back and forth, you know, packing that stuff down. One day there was stuff from Quaker Oats dog food, and they was running over those bags to try to bust them up because they didn't want people getting them.
Yeah, but I guess isn't it interesting? It's been this way forever, and people don't get sick from the water. They don't. There isn't a problem, but when this happens, as it happened on Saturday, organic compounds got into the water, immediately, I mean, we have something like over 100 shares and over 100 comments on the story, and it hasn't even been up in 24 hours yet, and people are saying it's not safe, it's not this, it's not that. Well, I don't know. I don't live in the city. I can tell you what Aqua has said. But other than that, I don't know.
Has anybody commented about being right close to landfill?
No, mostly they're just saying their water is not what it normally is. And because of, well, I couldn't go through all the comments, but they're just saying it's not what it normally is, and you should not be drinking or using this in any way. Well, Aqua says different, and this is the problem with the social media world that we live in. I hope it's okay. Aqua has said it's okay. I don't think it would be good for them to lie about this. I think they could be sued if they did. So, I mean, they do boil alerts all the time. So if they really thought that there was some kind of danger, or even the hint of danger, I think they would issue a boil alert. So I don't quite understand this.
Yeah, but, you know, you gotta look at, you know, all that bad water stuff up there in Michigan somewhere. You know, they was told too that their water was safe, and they turned the spigot on and come out real brown and pukey color, and they was telling them up there the water was safe.
Well, and I think that's where a lot of this panic comes from, is what has happened in other places. But you know, until this is continual, I mean, again, if you don't feel comfortable drinking the water, don't do it. It's only been this way since Saturday. You can go get bottled.
Bottled water, a lot of times right. It comes out of a tap of a, it's bottled in a certain city, and it comes out of their tap. A lot, you know, this water you buy is spring water.
Right, so if you don't feel comfortable, then don't drink the water. But let's give it a couple days and see what happens here. You know,
you know, the pollutants will, you know, probably work its way out of it, but somebody upstream might have dumped some heavy toxicity into it. You never know.
Well, they say they're testing it, and they say it's meeting the requirements. So here we are. And I have to believe that if Aqua really thought there was even the slightest chance that anything was wrong with it, they would issue a boil alert. That covers them.
Well, I just hope they never hired Robert Landis.
Oh.
And we're all in for it.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say about him. He's had his own little picadillos this past weekend, I think, that you know, I'm not going to get into that, but I don't know what's going on. There's another social media.
What happened with him this weekend?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I was busy this past weekend, and I just saw some posts, and I have no idea what's going on with people. I don't quite understand any of what's going on.
Oh, call me on the break. Let me know.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens as time goes along. But that's the. What about Rob Reiner and his wife being murdered yesterday?
Oh yeah, that was a shock when I seen that yesterday. I mean, you know, they probably had a nice home, and you know, they could have lived in a gated community. You never know.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
But this just goes to show you again.
Well, you know who they say did it, don't you?
I do, but I don't want to get into that because I don't know. Nobody's for sure yet.
Oh, yeah.
And they're already reporting the way that it was done, and I'm not sure that that's right. So, you know, I think we got to give it a little bit of time.
Yeah, it's very sad if it did end up that way, though, but.
Yeah, so let's. I mean, this is a guy, like I said, he was Carl Reiner's son. He's been around since the 50s. Director, meathead on All in the Family, Carl Reiner's son, all these movies, directors, A Few Good Men, Misery, When Harry Met Sally, all these movies, and Spinal Tap, and here. I just saw him on television a couple months ago out talking about the political situation, and it's sad that this would have to happen.
You know, he didn't have a big acting career.
Well, I don't think he wanted one.
He started acting when he was young, and his dad did that too, so, you know, that opened the doors for him.
Well, I think after he did All in the Family, he could have certainly went on and acted. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
But I think he wanted to direct.
Yeah.
So, and he did a lot of great movies.
Had a good career.
He did. Sad it all ended this way, and his wife at the same time. I mean, what a horrible thing. And I think the daughter, I think we can report that the daughter was the one who found him, and it's just horrible.
Yep.
So here we are. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep, see ya.
All right, again, phone lines are open, as they always are, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, this is one of those situations where you really just have to count your blessings, to be honest, that this sounds so silly, but, you know, sometimes you get the luck and sometimes you don't. And whatever happened there, it's just terribly unfortunate. But, again, I don't know anything about the water. I don't live in the city. I can only tell you what Aqua is saying and what other people are saying. So if you have anything to say about the water, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can talk about anything that is on your mind this morning. Now, what else do we have to talk about here this morning? I'm sure there's something else. Well, we got a pretty fair amount of snow on Saturday. Now, here was my idea on Saturday. I said to myself, I said, I think I'm going to go out and Christmas shop on Saturday. Because I had not done any Christmas shopping, and the closer we were getting to the holiday, I felt not doing any holiday shopping with a lot of the stuff I have going on, which will keep me pretty busy, this week at least, I thought I probably need to do some shopping. So I went out in the middle of that snowstorm on Saturday and did some shopping. And I'll tell you, the stores were not, certainly I don't think as busy as they would have been if it had not been for the snowstorm. But people were still out, I'll tell you that, people were still out. And I was able to get some shopping done. Now I will tell you this, I went and I purchased a book while I was out shopping on Saturday. So I purchased a book. And I bought the book, and I brought the book home on Saturday night. And I realized that I had picked up the wrong book. Now, how I did this, I have no idea. So yesterday, I went back to the place to return the book. Actually, I just wanted to exchange the book for the book that I wanted. So I went back, and the lady said, no problem. Go ahead and get the book you want, and just exchange it at the customer service desk. I said, okay, that sounds great. So I go back and I get the book that I want, and I go up to the customer service desk, and there's a different lady up at the customer service desk. And I said, here's my receipt from yesterday. Here's the book I don't want. Here's the book I do want. Can we exchange these? And she goes, well, let me see what I can do. And she's trying to pull it up. And she goes, what'd you do, read that book in one night? I think like I'm trying to bring this book back, like I brought it home and read it, and then I'm trying to bring the book back. And I thought, you know, retailers and people who are shopping this time of year do have a little bit of a sour attitude. I think they're very busy, they're very overrun, and this causes a problem. So that was my experience. They eventually did swap out the books. There wasn't any problem. But I don't know what they did, because I don't think they switched out the books properly, and it was to my advantage. Because when I went back yesterday to switch out the books, I got the book that I wanted to switch it out with, the two books. They were the same price. And then I also saw they had a tin of Grinch cookies. And I thought, well, I'm going to buy those too. So I don't know how this happened, but I go up to the desk, and the books should have been switched out for the same price. And then I should have paid for the Grinch cookies. And somehow, the Grinch cookies were about $1.50 less than what they were marked. And I don't think they were on sale, according to the receipt. So I'm not sure what happened in that exchange yesterday, but I did get my book exchanged, and I got a tin of Grinch cookies, and apparently $1.50 cheaper than what the Grinch cookies were actually selling for. So there you go. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Now, I do not have the Christmas shopping done yet, but I feel like I'm moving in the right direction. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say about the cool weather here? Cold weather. I don't even think we should say cool. It's cold. 6 degrees and partly sunny skies here in Marion, 10 days away from Christmas. The murders of Rob Reiner and his wife last night, that's certainly a little bit of conversation here this morning. The situation with the city water, who knows what's going on there. And the snowstorm that we had this past weekend. Did you like the snowstorm? We certainly are having kind of throwback December weather. It's kind of the December weather we used to have, where you actually got snow in December, and there was a good possibility that you would have a white Christmas. Although, I think by this Thursday, we're supposed to be up like 40 in the 40-degree range and rain, so who knows? We're up and down this December. It's like a yo-yo. Way down, way up. Way down, way up, depending on the day. 740-383-9944. Okay. Oh, I wanted to make sure I did this morning. You know, on Saturday, Dick Van Dyke, legendary comedian and he's been in everything. He was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He was in Mary Poppins. He was in the Dick Van Dyke Show, obviously. Diagnosis Murder. He's just been in a lot of movies. Good guy. Turned 100 years old over the weekend. And early in my career, now I don't know, there's no date on this interview, but I interviewed Dick Van Dyke early in my career. Now I'm not going to play the whole interview, but I've got about 6 minutes of my favorite clips from that interview. So in honor of Dick Van Dyke turning 100 on Saturday, I wanted to play this 6 minute clip. Dick Van Dyke, when he was on this show, I'm guessing this is about 15 or 16 years ago, but here you go. Dick Van Dyke on this show in the past.
This is Scott Spears, and today we have a guest that no television or motion picture fan will want to miss. From the Dick Van Dyke Show to Mary Poppins, he's been entertaining us for years and years. Today, 4 years in the making, words I thought I might never get to say. Listeners, our guest today is the legendary, the iconic, Dick Van Dyke. Mr. Van Dyke, how are you?
Hi, iconic. I like that.
Well,
it sounds like a disease.
Right off the bat, you got us laughing. I like it. Mr. Van Dyke, I want to start way back here. I want to talk about your childhood. Born in West Plains, Missouri, but grew up in Danville, Illinois.
That's right. If I did grow up, which I doubt.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Tell me about that Midwestern upbringing in Danville.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of chance to talk about it lately because I grew up during the Depression. My childhood was spent during the Depression. And so I know what those kinds of things are like. But it was, it was in the 30s. I was born in 25 during the Coolidge administration.
Most people wouldn't admit that.
No. Well, I'm kind of proud of having lived this long. And it was really, Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn were my heroes. And we had our barefoot summers, you know, and my brother and I have often spoken about the fact that we had no idea we were poor. We had great childhoods, and we didn't know that we were poverty-stricken.
You know, Dick, there's something I just remembered from Mary Poppins. The accent you had in that movie, where did that come from, and do you still do it, and what kind of accent was it?
Oh, no, only God knows what kind of an accent it was. I was concentrating on the singing and the dancing, particularly the singing, because singing with Julie Andrews, you know, has perfect pitch, and I tend to go a little flat, and I was straining to stay with her, and I can't tell you how many English would have kidded me about my supposedly Cockney accent. Oh, I've taken a brunt of that for years.
But that's one of the things I think about when I think Mary Poppins. I think about that accent.
It's a weird one.
It's unique, that's for sure.
It's certainly unique, yeah.
Can you still do it, Dick?
No, I never did it again. I blame the vocal coach they gave me because he was an Irishman, Pat O'Malley, and he wasn't any better at it than I was.
Of course, our fans listening right now would be remiss if we didn't mention the great Dick Van Dyke Show, which I've been told and heard was actually written by Carl Reiner for Carl Reiner.
That's exactly right.
And what happened there?
Well, I don't know if you ever saw the pilot. It is available. He shot a pilot with himself and Barbara Britton, an actress, as his wife. And the network said, you're wrong for the part. Certainly was a landfall for me. He played it a little bit kind of nervous and anxiety-ridden. And they didn't like that part. And thank God he thought of me. So that was the best 5 years of my entire life.
Really?
Oh, all of us say that. Everyone connected with that show says that was the most fun 5 years they ever had.
Why?
Well, it was just, we were like otters at play. So I don't know how we ever got the show done, because all we did was laugh all day. And, of course, the show was written by Carl for the most part. And then we would rewrite all week. You know, we did it in front of an audience. So we had the whole week to rehearse and rewrite and fix it. And it was just that we got to present it in front of an audience every week. And it all had all the best aspects of television and the theater.
It was just a tremendous show. And who came up with the idea for The Ottoman?
That was one of my ideas. Carl was very good about letting me do physical stuff. He knew that I loved any kind of physical comedy. So whenever there was an opportunity to work it in, he let me do it. So that's how we opened the show.
That's become such a great piece of television history. Is he going to fall over or is he not each episode? It's a great tag.
I've been told the people were gambling on that.
Oh, really?
Whether I was going to fall or not.
That is great. Now, you know, that cast was so great. Mary Tyler Moore, Rose Marie, Maury Amsterdam. And is it true that Maury Amsterdam wrote words to the theme?
That's exactly right.
Do you want to say a few of those words?
Sure. As a matter of fact, my quartet and I, we sing it.
Oh, okay.
And they're very nice. You want to hear it?
Go ahead.
So you think that you've got trouble. Well, trouble's a bubble. So tell old Mr. Trouble to get lost. Why not hang your head up high and stop crying, start trying, and don't forget to keep your fingers crossed. When you find the joy of living is loving and giving, you'll be there when the winning dice are tossed. A smile is just a frown that's turned upside down, so smile and that frown will defrost. And don't forget to keep your fingers crossed, ba-doo-doo.
Hey, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, and we sing it in harmony, and everybody just loves it.
And Maury Amsterdam wrote
them. Maury wrote them and never published them.
Never published them?
No.
Wow. That's a great tune.
Yeah.
Hey, that would have worked.
Yeah. We should have put it on the air. Really, we never did.
The big question, Dick, years from now, because you're still working hard, but you're going to be remembered for so many things, obviously. Dick Van Dyke Show, Diagnosis Murder, Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the things we've talked about today, and a lot of little things you've done along the way. But years from now, what's that epitaph going to read? What would Dick Van Dyke's epitaph read?
Oh, well, I hope that I lightened up people's lives a little bit. That's not a bad job.
No. And you know what? I think no truer words can be spoken. And Mr. Van Dyke, I know you don't do these interviews very often, but boy, I have enjoyed this today. You are an icon, no doubt about it. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Dick Van Dyke on this show, like I say, that's probably 15, 16 years old. But Dick Van Dyke turned 100 years old on Saturday. How about that? And still doing very well, from my understanding. Still goes to the gym every day, still has his mind, still talks, still does this and that. And, you know, you think about why this job has been fun over the years, doing radio. And covering the local stuff is always fun, and the controversial stuff, and doing the politics, and so on and so forth. But to interview Dick Van Dyke, you know, that's in there, that's up there. And that's one of those interviews I had forgotten that I had done. Until all the hoopla came about, as of late, about Dick Van Dyke turning 100, I thought, you know, I interviewed Dick Van Dyke. I wonder if that interview still exists somewhere, and luckily I was able to find it, so I hope you enjoyed that. But he was a very nice man, and I like the interview. Any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, still 6 degrees here in Marion, partly sunny skies. I think people might be frozen this morning. But we're talking about the water situation in the city right now with Aqua. Nobody really has a good handle on where this is going. The snow over the weekend that we got, and maybe some Christmas shopping with 10 days left to go. We've got, let's see here, Dick Van Dyke turning 100. And then, of course, the horrible murders last night that we learned about of Rob Reiner and his wife in Los Angeles. Terribly unfortunate that happened. But if you want to comment on any of that or anything else, the phone lines are open here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to talk with you about anything on your mind as we all hopefully thaw out a little bit here this morning as the day goes along. And remember, if you do go out today, it's very, very, very cold. Very, very, very cold. So do your best. Oh, here's something I wanted to mention. On Friday, I went... Now, there's a little story behind this. For 6 years, I was invited to go to the Emmanuel Early Learning Center Christmas program. And for 6 years, for whatever reason or another, I did not make it to that program. Well, Friday, I made it to the program. And it was a great program held over at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church here on South Prospect Street in Marion. And I thought it was great. It really put you in the Christmas spirit. I had not been to a kids program for Christmas in quite a while. And I thought these kids did great. They sang Jingle Bells, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Away in a Manger, I'm a Little Snowman, Five Little Elves, Drummer Boy, Reindeer Pokey, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and then both of the classes came up at the end and sang We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And I want to mention the kids' names here. I think they're all listed. We got the transition class. Now, that was Raylan, Jax, Whitney, Elena, Finn, Beckham, Colleen, Amethyst, Abby, Leo, Sydney, Ensley, Gatlin, and Royce. And then the preschool class was Cole, Ella, Houston, Warren, Risley, I think, Reese, Riley, Ophelia, Tessa, Nolan, and Owen. And I thought they were great. The kids were great. And it was just fun to be a part of. And they do a very professional job over there. They had a program. And when the event was over, there was cookies and punch in another room there at the church. And hot chocolate, by the way. And hot chocolate was good on Friday night. So it was a very well put together event and a lot of fun. And the Learning Center director was Abby, who has been on this program. And she introduced the songs and welcomed everybody there that night, as well as thanked everybody for coming. And she did a great job, I thought. So it was a fun night over at the Emmanuel Early Learning Center 2025 Christmas program. So I was glad that I was able to make it over to that program. Now, there was only one problem with this program. Now, it had nothing to do with the kids or anything like that. Oh, first of all, let me tell you, here's a big thing when you go to these programs now, for children, I guess. You have to wave. Everybody in the audience is waving to the children. So you have to wave. Now, I did not know any of the children there, to my knowledge. But here I am just waving to these children because apparently that's what you do. You wave to the children when you're sitting in the audience because they like to be waved at. Apparently, it's kind of like being in a parade. So I'm just waving because everybody else is waving. And heaven knows you got to go along with the crowd on something like that. Now, here's the other thing, and this was nothing done on purpose, but the program was not a very long program. It was probably 30 minutes or something like that, but I'm sitting in the back because I don't want to sit in front of any of the parents so they can get close and take pictures and see their kids. So I'm sitting in the back watching the program, you know, very happily, and all of a sudden, about 5 or 10 minutes into the program, here comes this enormous gentleman. And by enormous, I'm talking about somebody who has been to the gym. You know, this guy looks like he goes to the gym morning, noon, and night. This guy goes to the gym every day of his life. This is his life. He loves going to the gym. And, you know, he's the size of a billboard. So, at one point, he walks. He's about, I'm going to say, 3 or 4 pews in front of me. And he walks, and maybe his kids were in it, or he knew somebody in it. I don't really know. But he's about 3 or 4 pews in front of me, and he stands up, and he starts watching the show. Now, when you get a guy the size of a billboard standing right in front of you, you really can't see. It kind of blocks out the sun. And at one point, I kind of leaned over in my seat, almost laid down, to try to see what was going on with this program, because I could no longer see the stage. This guy blocked out the stage. And it was interesting, because he was totally unaware that there was anybody behind him. And I don't think I was the only one behind him, but this went on for like 10 minutes. And I thought, this man is never going to move. And then at one point, he realized, I think, what was going on, and he turned around, and this is the question he asked. He said, am I blocking your view? Oh, my goodness. And he seemed very disturbed about it. Oh, no, I hope I'm not blocking your view. And I said, no, how could you block my view? Now, of course, that was a lie, because he was blocking my view, and you know, he should know this for as big a guy as he was. But, you know, that's Christmas, and that happens, and I don't hold a grudge about that. But then he sat down. So, you know, all was well after that. Now, also, because, you know, I people watch, I think it's interesting to watch people and see what they're doing. There was a, I don't want to say screaming baby, but there was a young child who was very young and clearly upset the night of the program. And to my right, I don't know, 7 or 8 feet, here was this child. And this baby was very, very, very unhappy. Now, I assumed that these were seasoned parents, because here's the thing. You had the husband and the wife. I don't even know if it was husband and wife, to be honest with you. You had a guy and a girl, let's put it that way, and they were fairly young. And the girl was holding a baby. The guy had a young child with him, and then she was pregnant. And I assume they were there watching a child, or why else would they be there? So, you know, they're popping out kids just about every 9 months is what it seemed to me. So I assumed that they were just seasoned parents at this particular event. And come to find out, no, I don't think they were exactly seasoned parents. But they were having a good time. And then we all went upstairs and we had the hot chocolate and we had the punch and we had the cookies. And that was very, very nice. And everybody was very cordial. And a couple of people came up to me who I knew. And we had a nice little conversation. And all was well. So it was a fun Christmassy occasion over at the Emmanuel Early Learning Center 2025 Christmas program. And it just puts you right in the Christmas spirit. And again, Abby did a great job with that. See, I can give a compliment, especially during the holiday season. See, I like giving compliments when I don't have to lie. And in this particular situation, I don't have to lie. It was a good program. It was nice. The tree was decorated. It put you in the Christmas mood. It reminded me kind of like Home Alone. You know, Home Alone, they have the church scene where the church is all very nicely decorated and everybody's going to the kids' Christmas program. That's what it kind of reminded me of. So it was very nice, a very good experience. But did I handle the situation right? Should I have yelled at this guy in front of me who was blocking out the sun and the show and everything else? Or should I have said something to the parents who were over to my right? I didn't think that I should, because, you know, they were there for children and whatever else. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Still 6 degrees here in Marion on this Monday morning. 740-383-9944. About a minute and a half left in this particular segment, but feel free to buzz in. Go ahead, caller.
You didn't say anything to that guy because you was afraid he'd pop you in the nose.
No, I didn't think he would pop me in the nose at a Christmas program, but I thought
you on the way out.
Well, I just thought yelling at him during a time when the kids were singing would be bad, and I could tell he did not realize that he was standing in my way, and I didn't want to embarrass the poor fellow.
Yeah, and that was nice of you to give Abby a comment.
Wasn't that nice? I really think...
You know, to praise her and stuff. That was real nice of you.
Well, she did a good job. She did a good job on Friday night.
I was wanting to ask the listeners. I know sometimes churches deliver meals to seniors and people that are shut in. If anybody knows of any church that is doing this for Christmas, call in and let me know.
Oh, okay. If anybody's doing any of the church home deliveries during the Christmas holiday, let us know. Okay. Well, I tell you, maybe we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. And feel free to call back in for people who might be tuning in as we come back on the other side of the break here.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
For Charlie Evers, reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Are you going to turn it? I saw Santa a little while ago. He was stuck in the door.
Was he stuck in the door?